Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, bifazlillah we have been covering Surah Yasin and yesterday in our session, we touched on a few important points. When the companion of the three messengers came to his own community, inviting them and explaining to them that they must accept Tawheed, accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one God. And he started speaking to them, inviting them, explaining to them, possibly to open their hearts. And he said to them, have you ever thought about who is your creator, who has created you, what is your beginning and what is your ending? And we also touched on the fact that how difficult it is for a Nabi to come in this dunya, and for a Nabi to openly speak to people about what is right and what is wrong. Nobody likes to be told of their mistakes. Nobody likes to be told that what you are doing is wrong and this is right. In his fitrat, he feels, I am always right. In his fitrat, he feels, I am always right. The whole world can be wrong, but I am not going to be wrong. And this is how people are. And then for a Nabi to come and challenge people, that is going to be very difficult. And because of that difficulty, the Quran says, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ in the past. Even the messengers have been murdered and killed by the community, by the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. There is no greater sin than this. Why is it so difficult for people to accept the truth? When somebody is telling you the truth, why should you not accept it? The main reason why people don't accept the truth is because of desire. Is because of shahwat. Is because of your own desire. In desire, you are enjoying yourself. You are enjoying with your body. You are enjoying with your soul. However you see it, you feel you are in your comfort zone. And because a person takes this to be his own khaish, his own desire, and then for someone to move him to a very disciplined life, he doesn't like that. It's very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But what people don't realize, the life of your desire will only result in depression, darkness of the heart. You will never be content, you will never be satisfied. In the beginning you will feel that I am actually eating ice cream or a chocolate and it's sweet, but that's all. The few seconds you will feel like that. Your tongue will touch something that's sweet. Your taste buds will tell you, oh, very nice. Bas. That's all. The after effects, the harm of this unnatural life kicks in. And that is the time it becomes very difficult. And with Islam, subhanallah, a disciplined life, only in the beginning your nafs might say, oh, I feel a bit difficult. But once you overcome that and it becomes your routine, it doesn't become difficult at all. Not at all. People who are used to praying tahajjud is not difficult. People who are used to praying one para a day, it doesn't become difficult. People who get into this rhythm and system, then it doesn't become difficult for them. So it is your lifestyle. How is your lifestyle? You have to change your lifestyle. You know, some people, Allah save us, don't do Hajj because they've got such a comfortable life that they can't be bothered to put on this ihram for a few days, moving to Mina, Muzdalifah, to Arafat, pelting stones, people coming to them, nudging them, shaking them, sleeping in the hills of Muzdalifah in the night, no ghusl, no nothing. And because of that, people don't even do Hajj. Allah maaf farma. Kamal ki, yani shahwat desire hoti. There are some people who don't do Umrah. And you know why they don't do Umrah? Yeah. Lovely hair. They've got dreadlocks. Not dreadlocks. They've got long hair. Now we've got this long hair, you know, I put tail, this, that, my hair is very long. And then for me to do Umrah, what will happen? And if you go to Mauli Sahab to yehi kahega, saaf kar do yaar, afzal yehi hai, kya? Afzal to yehi hai. But people are stuck, you know, in their own way of life, in their own lifestyle. And they are only content with a little bit what we are doing. So there is no such thing as mujahada. Today a person does not want to strive. Any kind of difficulty, there is panic. Any kind of difficulty, subhanallah. But my respected brothers, with difficulty Allah gives you in'am. What does He do? He gives you in'am. Imagine, the resting place for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have been any part of the world. Allah wanted it could have been his birthplace, Makkah Mukarrama. Kabhi socha? Makkah. If Allah Pak wanted it could have been Al-Quds, the Holy Lands, Al-Quds, Jerusalem and that part of the world. Aray, if Allah wanted, He could have taken the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up in the heavens. Mi'raj, there. Who is going to say anything? Can anybody say anything? Isa alayhi salam is already there. If Allah Pak wanted, He could have taken the blessed soul of His Nabi anywhere and that would have been His resting place. But Allah chose Madina Munawwara, Why? Because it is the people of Medina, the Muslims, they did a lot of mujahada. They went through a lot of difficulty. The Ansar, the Muhajirin that came to Medina Munawwara, then it was Medina Munawwara, the first city that went through this difficulty. They embraced Huzur alayhi salam. They gave him the full support, like how this man gave support to this Nabi. This man gave support to the three messengers. Ansar came. They came to him and they said, "O Nabi of Allah, come to our city and we are going to give you everything what you require." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put up a guarantee. What do you mean? And he said, they said that, "O Nabi of Allah, whatever you tell us, we are going to do. There is no questions asked." Allah's Nabi then migrated there, and you see how they respected the Nabi and the Qurbani they gave. Badr, Uhud, all the battles were in that zone, everything. The difficulty was in Medina Munawwara. Then came the hypocrites, people came. See, mujahada, they did a lot of mujahada. With mujahada, Allah gave them in'am. Allah gave them Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi. Medina Munawwara got for mujahada in'am. And that is Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi. The rawza is there. So with a bit of mujahada, my respected brothers, Allah Pak gives a person in'am. A person can't always be in his comfort zone. Mujahada means, chalo, if you can't worship Allah so much, no problem. But at least stop from the major sins. Stop from the major sins. Very important. Because people like desire. A Muslim lady, she is not wearing a scarf. She is not covering her hair. She is showing her beauty to all the ghair mahram. She is talking to people. She is wearing tight clothes. She doesn't realize that the body of a Muslim woman and the body of a man is chalk and cheese. The body of a woman, every part of the body of a woman is kabile shahwat, not the body of a man. But every part of a woman is kabile shahwat. It is with desire. And she is exposing herself, wearing clothes, revealing every part of her body. And when you tell them that, mashallah, you know, just put on clothes that are going to cover you slightly, at least start from this and wear a scarf, this, that. But my heart is soft. But my heart is clean. You people, you perverts, look down. You are perverts, you are looking at us, you should look down. Why are you looking at us then? This is not the right way. You see, why people don't accept the truth is because they have their own agenda and desire. Why do you want to be like this? Why? To show who? People follow their own desire, so they don't want to change. And not just women, even men. Men have a habit, wrong habits, you tell them. Why are you doing this? Some have a habit of gambling. Some have a habit of doing zina, adultery. They are used to that lifestyle. Some are doing so many other wrong things, you know, looking at the wrong things. And you tell them, don't do this. Don't make no difference. Why? It's become a lifestyle. It's my desire now. And the reason why people don't follow the messengers is because they are stuck to their desire. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. And on top of that, throughout the year they will never ever come to listen to the bayan of an imam. Imagine how easy it becomes for the shaitan just to snap him. Just to break him. Snap him like that. Break him. Very easy to break him. Occasionally, maybe there is nikah, or maybe there is Eid or Jummah, and Jummah they might catch a few minutes, but other than that, in their ears and in their heart, no such advice or fear or something that's going to, you know, allow a rebirth of this strong level of Iman, it's not going to happen. So, your Iman is already weak and you are not listening to revelation because you don't like this attitude. That is what we see in the Quran. Nuh alayhi salam was talking to his people. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ. They were laughing at me, O my Allah. When I would speak to them, they would take their fingers and plug it in their ears like that. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. They would make musty of me. When they would see me, they would wear a scarf on top of them. Nuh is here, Nuh is here, move him. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Full of arrogance. My Nabi said, he went to the bazaar and would say to them, look, this is the truth. The kuffar behind would say, don't listen to this man. He's a magician. Don't listen to him. They would spit at him. Allahu Akbar. What a Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, has blessed us that we can be disciplined. So we should not take offense. We should also try to mold ourselves slowly, slowly, whatever, in the right way, so Allah Pak is pleased with us. Allah Pak is pleased with us. Allah give jazai khair. I'm not here trying to pick a fight with the women folks or the men folks. I'm just here doing my duty. I'm sitting here and doing my duty. I'm just doing the tafsir of the Quran. I'm just talking to you about Allah and His Rasul. You've got nothing to do with me. I've got nothing to do with you. Except for the fact that we are sharing one Iman. And this is our fundamental duty. We have to speak. You have to listen. And this affects everybody. And we all have to go through the system. Otherwise it's going to be very, very difficult. So anyway, this is the difficulty when somebody asks you, why were they not following the messengers? People don't follow Islam, people don't follow Sharia, simply because it will go against their desire. And if it goes against their desire, they don't want to know about it, they don't want to look at it, they don't want to hear about it. And this is what Shaitan does. And my respected brothers, you know what is the greatest adab? Allah save us. The greatest punishment that can be given to any human being is that a person all his life is doing something and then in akhirat he realizes that everything what I was doing was wrong. That is why Hazrat Umar Farooq saw a monk. He saw a monk skinny in the mountain. And devoted. When Hazrat Umar saw him, started to cry. People said to him, Hazrat, why are you crying? Hazrat Umar said, look at this monk, so dedicated to his way of kufr. To his way of kufr, to his way of understanding life. That he is also trying to take control of himself. And he's alone, cut off, he's not even married, he doesn't eat, he doesn't do that, and he thinks, you know, this is going to give me eternal bliss. So Hazrat Umar started to cry, that if he does not follow Rasulullah, if he does not die with Iman, all the things what he did is of no use. Is of no use. But when you have Iman, and Islam, everything what you do, you will be rewarded. How beautiful is that, my respected brothers? Allahu Akbar Kabira. So anyway, khair, just to move on to other ayats, inshallah, so that we can understand. This man started to talk, and he explained to them, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. In this ayat kareema, Allah is saying, you must know your beginning and you must know your ending. So if you don't know your beginning and you don't know your ending, then you are a fool living in this dunya. We had some professional teachers of religious education from Oxford University coming to the Dawah Center, and they wanted to meet and talk, so I was there with them. And these people are supposed to be very intelligent people, and when you talk to them, you wonder, Oxford University, kya label lagaya Oxford, Cambridge, this, fala. And when you look at them, maaf karna, maine aise dumb, daft or foolish people dekhe hi, kuch bhi nahi, khokhle, they got nothing. Now you might say this is arrogance. Honestly, it is not arrogance. Believe me, it's not arrogance. Facts. When you don't have Iman, Islam, you've got nothing. This is just paper. I'm from here, qualified here, this, that, nothing. They've got no understanding. So they were talking to me, and I said to them, I just want to ask you one question. What is your purpose of life? Okay. What is your purpose of life? You people have spent so much, you people come from a wealthy background. You know your fees and how much money you have to pay Oxford University to be here and enroll here. The people who are going to be our prime ministers usually are from these universities. And the MPs. So tell me, what is your purpose? Yaqeen mane. These were in fact people of religious background. They could not even answer in a unified manner, what is my purpose in this dunya? Unko ye bhi nahi pata. The Quran is saying to the believers, you know, you must know your beginning and you must know your ending, and the middle part is your purpose. That is going to be explained to you. That is why from the very first para, Allah is talking about your beginning. How Allah created Adam alayhi salam. First ruku, few rukus. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. From there, the ruku continues. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I created Adam alayhi salam, everything about him is mentioned. How Allah created him. In fact, when he sneezed, when after Ruh entering his body, Adam alayhi salam sneezed. So when he was sneezed, they told him, say Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, these are the angels, go and make salam to them. Adam alayhi salam. He lived there in the heavens. So much knowledge he had. Everything about him, subhanallah, is mentioned. And also why he had to come down. Because there is this one function in a human being, and that is forgetfulness. Yeah? Nisyan. And from Nisyan the word insan is made. And insan means the root word is also that he can forget. So this is a function in a human being that he can forget. So he forgot. Allah told him not to eat completely. Slipped out of the mind. It was many, many years he stayed there. He forgot. And when it slipped out of the mind and he put that in his mouth, then obviously things had to change and he had to come down. And when he came down also, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about his entire life. So much is mentioned about him. It comes in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, let me show you all your children. Let me show you all your children. So Adam alayhi salam saw all the children. At that time it was only the ruh and not the jism. So he looked at one ruh and he was quite fond of that, you know, a bit of shine on it. So he says, Ya Allah, who is this? So the malaika said to him, this is your son Dawood. Not Mawla Dawood sahab, eh? Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. She goes, "Oh, my son, your Dawood alayhi salam. How old is he going to be?" 60. He's going to be father. You know, to be a father sometimes it's good, but it can be very difficult. That natural love that they have for the children. He says, "Only 60. Give 40 of my years." Yeah? Abba ne kitni charity ki. Kitni zavadas charity. 40 years they the Adam alayhi salam gave. All this is mentioned. Anyway, time came, Adam alayhi salam lived in this dunya on his 960th birthday. On his 960th birthday. Comes Malakul Maut, Salaam Alaikum, Hazrat, time to go. Hazrat, time to? Adam alayhi salam says, "What are you talking about? I'm sure I still have 40 years. Allah gave me 1,000, yeah?" The angel had to remind him, "Hazrat, you have forgotten again. 40 years you gave to your son. It has already been allocated for him. 40 years is given to him. Come now." Adam alayhi salam says, "Ha, cheek, cheek." In the hadith it comes, you see, the father forgot, insan, the children also, we forget. The insan forgets. But this forgetting is also a ni'mat of Allah. I won't talk on this and touch on this, otherwise I will be consuming a lot of time. But this is also a ni'mat. So look at everything about Adam alayhi salam has been mentioned. Why so much detail about him? So that the believers know the first human was a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah designed him. Who is the designer? Allah. And kufr is saying, no, you were some kind of beasts and animals and monkeys and fishes and insects and God knows Allah ko pata kya tha. And then tum aaj insan bane, naim ban gaye ho tum. MashaAllah. But anyway, all fairy tales, all ullu banane ki baat. When I used to go to school, they was teaching me about evolution. Can you imagine that? So mera teacher tha na, so I used to argue with him. I said to him, "Sorry, we don't believe we were monkeys." So he goes to me, "What do you believe in?" I said, "We believe in the first man, Adam alayhi salam." So bolte the unko. But anyway, choro yaar, wo to bahut lambi baat hogi. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about everything of how even you came into this dunya. Amazing. Allah says, "Huwa alladhi khalaqakum min turab." He created you from dust. "Thumma min nutfa." Then from one drop of sperm. "Thumma min alaqa." Then subhanallah, blood clot, you were changed into a blood clot. "Thumma min alaqa." "Thumma yukhrijukum tifla." Now Allah is talking about different phases of a human being. Then you will go through this infancy phase. Bacha hota hai, chota chota. Infant. He is playing child. "Thumma yukhrijukum tifla. Thumma litablughu ashuddakum." Then Allah is saying that after that, I will transform you from your infancy to your prime. To you becoming strong, very young. Ashuddakum. Then Allah is saying, then what will happen? ثُمَّ لِتَكُونُوا شُيُوخًا. Then I will bend you again. You will become old again. You will become weak again. بُرْهَي ہو جاؤ. But then Allah is saying, ثُمَّ لِتَكُونُوا شُيُوخًا. But not everybody becomes old. Allah is saying, some people die even before becoming old. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلِتَبْلُغُ أَجَلًا مُسَمَّى. And some people even die before that. How beautiful is the Quran? Allah speaks about our existence. Adam, so we know our beginning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ending also. What will happen to you at the end? وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah give us the tawfiq. So we should be very, very clear. Very clear. We should be talking about this to our children also. Anyway, this now young man is saying, أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِن يُرِدْنَ الرَّحْمَانِ بِذُرِّ اللَّهِ تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْكِذُونَ. Now, do you want me to worship besides Allah other gods? So he's questioning them, this man. What is the matter with you? You want me to worship besides Allah other God? إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِدُرِّ اللَّهِ تُغْنِي If my Allah, the most merciful, decided to harm me, then there is no one that is going to intercede on my behalf. Who can save me? وَلَا يُنْكِذُونَ And no one can save me also, if Allah decides. So what he was saying, if Allah wanted to harm me, is there anyone who can protect me? And if Allah wanted to benefit me, is there anyone who can harm me? So how foolish that you are taking others as gods. And this is something we need to understand. Nowadays we go to the wrong people, we are superstitious people and we think this is going to help us, this is going to help us. Only Allah can help us. Only Allah can help us. Then what did he say? Inni idhal lafi dhalalin mubin. You know what you are inviting me to, and if I follow you, I will be in clear misguidance, in clear error, clearly astray. Inni idhal lafi dhalalin mubin. What are you people saying to me? And he is following the messengers and he is talking to his people. And then you know what he said? Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Inni amantu bi rabbikum. Look, I don't know what you people are deciding, but amantu, I have already brought iman. I already believe in Allah, in the Rabb. Fasma'un, listen to me. Fasma'un, listen to me. Subhanallah. And this is the beauty of the Quran. Quite amazing, my respected brothers. When we actually look into the Quran is not like another storybook that will put in front of you all the details. It will just tell you the main important points. The Quran only touches the main points, bas. The rest is up to you to understand. Otherwise you will have 400 volumes of the Quran. So the Quran only touches on the main climax, main issues. Bas khatam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ It will be said to him, this man, enter Jannah. Enter. قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ It will be said to him, enter Jannah. What is the Quran trying to tell us here? Subhanallah. That the people, what they did is that they killed him. They made him shaheed. When he was speaking to them, Habib e Najjar, inviting them, telling them what is right, all of them got very angry. And this entire community group of people attacked him one shot. Attacked him. Like how they do in India when they see one Muslim, two Muslims walking. And then 50 of them attack. How many? 50 attack. When there's one, two, 50. So there is one man and all of them attack him and they start kicking him, beating him, punching him. And in that he became shaheed. How much can you take when you become like this shaheed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ You know when he will be told to enter Jannah, he will say, only if my people understood that they were wrong and I was right. And how easy it was for them to understand the right thing. But they didn't. They killed him. But by killing a person, what do you think, my respected brothers? Is it the end? It's not the end. Don't think a person will get away with it. If you have done something wrong, then in the courts of Allah, you will have to be interrogated. Unless you have iman and you have done sincere tawbah, then Allah will forgive you. But otherwise it's difficult. And so, the scholars have mentioned that the minute this man passed away, The malaika gave him the glad tidings, قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, enter Jannah immediately. In alame barzakh, a person has been given the basharat that you enter into Jannah. Now why, my respected brothers? Certain individuals, their life in the grave is very, very strong. Very strong. In fact, the life of a Nabi is so strong that the ruh of a Nabi is also in the body. That is how alam-e-barzakh is for a Nabi. And one from the people who Allah has said that they are very beloved to Allah, and even alam-e-barzakh will be a VIP jannat for them, are the people who are martyrs in Islam. Who are they? Martyrs. Shaheed hone wale, bhai, shaheed aur shahadat ka darja bahut uncha maqam. Because he was a shaheed. And a shaheed means a person, before he is buried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him his final destination in Jannah. Where he will live, what is for him in Jannah. And because shahadat was given to him, قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, it will be said to him, enter into Jannah. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, only if my people knew. They thought that, you know what, we have killed him. We have rejected the message of the Nabi, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So this is the end. Allahu Akbar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is saying, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we did not send down any soldiers after what they did to him, to his community. When they murdered him, when they killed him, he went straight into Jannah. But what is the result of these people? Allah is saying, I did not even need to send down any soldiers. Allah did not have to send down any army to destroy the people of this city that were making masti of a Nabi. Not one, how many? Three. And also a pious companion. So Allah is saying, when I took my anger out on them, Allah save us. Allah is saying, look, I am so mighty and powerful, I don't require a military, soldiers. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن جُنْدِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. I don't have to, and this is not what I wanted also, that the entire, all the soldiers come. Allah did not have to bring down 1,000 angels to come and sort these guys out. No. Allahu Akbar. Look what Allah says in the Quran. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. Ajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, one angel just opened his mouth. One angel. It was only one blast. What was it? All the people of the city, imagine this, one blast. Sayha, chinkhna, to scream. And to scream. You were the same people who were saying, don't scream at us. Saying to the prophets, doing this, don't scream at us. You know, nakhre wale hote hain, don't talk to us. Don't talk. Don't tell us. You were saying, you know, don't talk to us. We don't want, don't scream at us. Don't talk to us. We don't want to hear you. One blast. And their heads exploded, their bodies were burnt out. Finished. 1 second. Khatam. Inkanat. We did not have to send down any soldiers. Allah is saying, who do you think you are? You know, indirectly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of the Quran is this: insan, who do you think you are? What have you got? Which army have you got? Which nuclear power that have you got? You can fight the malaika, the angels. What have you got? Nothing. In kanat illa sayhata wahida, one blast. Itna zor ka awaz tha ke inke sar phat gaye. The heads exploded. The bodies just splattered out, smashed, all down. Allah is saying, فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. How they look like, it is when you look at something that has been totally burnt out, and there is some remaining ashes burning, and everything has been turned into rakh and ash, and there's no existence of anything. That is how they were looking at. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. Completely extinguished. Khatam ho gayi baat. This is the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Allah is saying, pity on such beings. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Ma ya'tihim min rasulin illa kanu bihi yastahzi'un. Every time Allah out of His mercy is sending a rasul, all they do is make musty of that rasul. They were mocking that rasul. Alam yaraw kam ahlakna qablahum min al-quruni annahum ilayna yurja'un. Have you not seen before you how many people, the communities that we have destroyed? Did they return back? Did they return back? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, they did not. La yurja'un. They did not come back at all. And so this is the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. So if we, as people of Iman, Allah save us, are not going to take heed and lessons, then who can save us but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we are weak, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah has created us so that we go to Jannah. And we go to Jannah only by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they came to Namrud, came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, said to him, where's your army? Look at my army, how huge my army is. And he actually said, even if your God was to make the clouds fall down on us, I have such a huge army that my army will lift up the clouds by the edge of their swords. Ajeeb tha Namrud. So he says, oh Musa, Ibrahim alayhi salam, I'm challenging you, bring your army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim, bring, tell him, this is the battlefield, this is the appointed time, this is the open land, bring your army, and Ibrahim, accept his challenge, you will bring your army. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, theek, went to Namrud, bring your army. Bring your, Namrud said, khatam, bas, a massive army. अब इसने देखा यार दुनिया की बड़ी आर्मी चाइना की आर्मी है क्या है उसने सोचा यार मेरी भी आर्मी बहुत बड़ी होगी रोटी आर्मी इब्राहिम अलैहि सलातु व सलाम वाज एट द ऑपोजिट एंड ऑल अलोन सो ही लुक्ड एट हिम वेयर इज योर आर्मी इब्राहिम वेयर इज योर आर्मी इट्स कमिंग व्हाट इज इट इट्स कमिंग कमिंग डोंट वरी स्टार्टेड लाफिंग विद इब्राहिम अलैहि सलाम नो आर्मी इब्राहिम अलैहि सलाम टर्न्स टू अल्लाह बारी तआला यू नो This army, where is it going to come from? Such a huge army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, you're talking about my army. Who do you want me to send? I'm not going to send angels. I'm going to show this man and do treatment of his arrogance. Allah gave an order to the mosquitoes. Millions and millions of mosquitoes in the heavens, only what you see is mosquitoes, mosquitoes, mosquitoes. Oh, the mosquitoes came biting at soldiers. One by one, these soldiers were running and dying and screaming. And what kind of mosquitoes? Oh, ho, ho. Namrud, when he saw this, instead of accepting, he ran away, he went back into his castle, blocked all the windows, made sure everything, the keyhole, everything closed. Ah, I'm saved. I'm saved. He left his people, and all his army was crushed by the mosquitoes. One lame, disabled mosquito said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I was not given the good fortune to be part of your army because of my disability. Because of my disability. Allah, my wish is to attack Namrud. Allah said to this disabled mosquito, damaged wing, go, you have the permission. It was in the room, this lame mosquito enters. And this, when he sees the mosquito, he realizes he's trying to kill the mosquito, he can't. And he's so tired of trying to, you know, defeat and get, baz hoti hai na, makhiya hoti hai na, badi ziddi hoti hai. You're trying to eat and the flies are there, ziddi hoti hai na, stubborn sometimes. The mosquito didn't, he couldn't do anything. He got tired and he was resting. And it entered into his nose, bilkul isa, went into his nose. It went to the brain and it started biting the membrane of his brain. And when he was biting it, he was screaming. But that's all it did, giving it excruciating pain. It is said that he had paid servants to come with their chappal or something and to smack him on the head. Because that is the only way he was getting some kind of relief. And then, when the time came, this is how Namrud also died. The mosquito started to finish him off, the brain and all that, and he died. But this was the result of this Namrud showing off with his army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why he did not say in Surah Yasin, I did not have to bring down my angels. Because the word is malaika. He did not use malaika. Allah is saying, malaika is not only my army. You are not understanding, the angels are not my army. Everything is my army. Your body is going to be my army. On the day of Qiyamah, your body is going to testify against you. Because your body will know that my creator is my Allah. The eyes will say, sorry, we have to testify to Allah. The tongue will say, we will speak the truth to Allah. The ears will say, we have to speak truth to Allah. Legs will, everything will speak out. What was your own body is going to speak out. This is the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Yasin is telling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. How fortunate we are. We are people who follow Anbiya alayhim salam. Not only Anbiya, but we follow the greatest Nabi. As the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, subhanallah, we pray to Allah, Allah grant us maghfirat, Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Most importantly, my brothers, that even after Ramadan, we are walking on the straight path. Don't try to be weak and break this ahad. Be strong. And look at the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be regular. And turn to Allah even more and be thankful to Allah. The more we go to Allah, the more our life will be with sukoon. Allah Paak, give us all the tawfiq. Kitne baje hai? 15.